O God, we are met to give you praise and glory. May your word be proclaimed, may your word be heard, may your word take root in each heart today. This we ask through Jesus Christ, O Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ was asked one time, what is the most important commandment in the law? And we all know what our Lord Jesus Christ answered. He not only gave us the most important commandment, but the second most commandment as well. Two commands that perfectly complement each other. And they are to love God with our whole heart and soul and mind and strength, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. Jesus Christ gave us the answer not only by his words, but also by the way he lived. And as we reflect on the first lesson this morning, it started with, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. Not only to hear, but to do. Jesus not only spoke, but he lived that life of perfect love. I would like to reflect today on how Jesus showed love for his Father. And his perfect obedience was one way he showed his love. Another way he showed it was by spending time with his Father in prayer. And that is what I especially want to focus on today. The topic of prayer comes out forcefully in today's gospel. As we read those words, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Ask, and ye shall receive. Seek, and ye shall find. These are all words that are part of the prayer of Jesus in today's gospel. We have little or no information about what his life was like before he began his public ministry. And the little information that we do have shows us that Joseph and Mary were faithful in their Jewish observances. Thus, our Lord Jesus Christ would have been brought up in that tradition. And that tradition was going to synagogue on the Sabbath and going to the temple in Jerusalem annually for Passover. And when we read St. Luke's Gospel, it tells us that when Jesus was beginning his ministry, he went to Nazareth and went to the synagogue on the Sabbath according to his custom. We must be reminded, my friends, that synagogue services would have been very similar to the first part of our communion service today. At our communion service today, we started with those words, the Decalogue. They would be common prayer and readings from the law and the prophets, and with a commentary about each reading, a homily or a sermon or a meditation about each reading. Again, St. Luke points out that Jesus was praying as John the Baptist baptized him. And immediately after that, recall how Jesus went into the desert for 40 days to do two things. And those two things were to fast and pray. His encounter with the devil there showed that he knew the scriptures well, and he could quote them very easily. And frequently, it is mentioned that during his public ministry, Jesus was at the temple participating in liturgical celebrations there. The Gospels over and over tell us about Jesus getting up early in the morning to pray, or staying up all night in prayer. He would spend some time in prayer before important decisions. He would spend time in prayer before important events. And one time, after seeing Jesus praying, the disciples asked him to teach them to pray. And of course, we are all familiar with the prayer that he taught them, the Lord's Prayer, the Our Father. But in addition to the Our Father, Jesus taught a lot about prayer. For example, the parable of a man who had a friend visit him at night, and he went to his neighbor to borrow some food, and he kept knocking until he got what he needed. That's the way Jesus said we should pray. Ask, seek, and it will be given unto you. And even when he wasn't teaching about prayer, his teachings reflect the deep relationship that Jesus had with his Father. A very deep relationship. So there is no doubt, my friends, about it. Prayer played a major role in the life of Jesus. The Last Supper, of course, was more than an ordinary supper. It was the Passover, which Jesus was celebrating with his disciples, which was a religious celebration. His prayer was divided into three parts. First, Jesus prays for himself. Then he prays for his apostles. Then for all who would come to believe in him. Jesus saw his death and resurrection as a moment of glory, a moment when God's saving love would be revealed to the world. He prays that the Father might be glorified in all that was to take place, and that in the fulfillment of his mission, he might be a source of life for all who would believe in him. So it is very comforting, my friends, to know he prayed for all of us at the Last Supper. And he continues to intercede for us each time that we celebrate the Lord's Supper. This is the greatest prayer indeed, the Lord's Supper, Holy Communion. There is not time this morning for me to analyze this prayer thoroughly. My main point today is simply to point out the prayerfulness of Jesus. The followers of Jesus imitated his example as they gathered together to pray in the upper room after the ascension. And they prayed, waiting for the coming of the Holy Spirit. Louis Eveleigh, in his book, Teach Us to Pray, wrote these words, and I quote, "Too many Christians regard God as pilots regard their parachute, namely, good if needed, but better if they can get along without it." End of quote. We might wonder, my friends, why would Jesus need to pray? He was already as close to the Father as he possibly could be. I am sure that there are many reasons why Jesus prayed, but this question might best be answered with another question. And the question is this: why do we need to spend time with those who are important to us, with those whom we love? A true disciple of our Lord will make prayer a priority in their lives. But by prayer, I mean more than just a rapidly recited Our Father. Prayer is spending time with our God. Do we feel like we are too busy? I will never forget during seminary days what my spiritual director told us in class one day. He said, "The busier we are, the more we need to pray. The busier we are, the more we need to pray." today we come together for the greatest prayer there is, the Holy Eucharist, the Lord's Supper, the Holy Communion. As we gather in prayer today, we are not alone. And I don't mean simply that there are others here in church with us. We are surrounded by a great company, a great cloud of witnesses. We must always remember, few though we be, that Christ is with us. And it is in union with his perfect sacrifice of love and obedience on the cross that we offer our prayers and praise to God our Father. Just like those words that were sung a while ago for the sermon hymn, "To God be praise and glory." Amen.